So I'm so happy to have you here. And just to give you a bit of background as to how I ended up working in the area of well-being. My background was mainly in corporate management and human resource management. I worked in public sector, private sector across consultancy practices with NGOs. I've worked in Asia, across different places in Europe. I've worked in East and West Africa. And really what my focus was always about was organisation development and people development and learning and development and that side of things. I also ended up practising and training in a lot of complementary therapies and a lot of complementary practices. And I've combined all of this into the programmes that I work with today, which are all wrapped under the heading of well-being. So I suppose one part of my journey was where I had I was diagnosed with alopecia, which is hair loss, and I was told that I had two different types of alopecia, and my hair had fallen out from the back of my head all the way up to the top to the crown of my head. So half of my hair was gone, and I had tried this search for 2 years. I had gone on a full search for 2 years with mainstream medicine and complementary medicine, and tried absolutely everything to do with diet, nutrition, lots of different practices to support me to see where this hair loss was coming from, why it had happened in the first place. I grew up in a family where there was a lot of openness to complementary therapies. Growing up, my dad had multiple sclerosis and had received a lot of different complementary therapies as well as mainstream treatment as well during the course of his life. So I knew all of these alternative practices existed. So this search that took me over the 2 years really brought me on a journey through a lot of different well-being practices, where I just developed more and more and more of an interest in this area. And obviously, I got to a point where I found out why my hair had fallen out. I got to a point where I worked with practitioners where my hair grew back again, and I've had no issues since. But it really lit a fire inside of me and, you know, took me on this journey where I'm just so passionate about sharing well-being with others and to support them on their journey. If there's anything that, you know, can help them with self-care, with looking at self-care to do with mental well-being, emotional well-being, physical well-being, spiritual well-being. So the connection of all of those, and also looking at the mind-body connection as well. So I'm really, really excited to share this material with people and with you. And I really hope you enjoy the content that's within this programme.